Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
Learner drivers who have had their permits for 4 years will have to take a driving test before they can renew it again. The move is designed to discourage learners from holding permits without ever sitting a test. The new rules are expected to come into effect on the 1st of November next year. I'm joined by Jimmy Cleary of Success for You Driving School in Limerick. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Philip. I'm very good, thank you.
How many of your customers are coming to you or that you know of who have been sitting on a learner's permit for 4 years?
One or two.
That's all.
They just keep renewing. They keep renewing and they don't turn up for their driving tests and it costs a big backlog on the algorithms in the Road Safety Authority computerized system. It's all done by algorithm now. You know, when you apply for your driving test, it's put into a computer and you're given your date. They give you a choice of three different times. They'll send you an email, pick your date, pick your driving test centre. I mean, the Road Safety Authority have become very, very proficient at this.
And have you had any reaction from people in this situation since this news was announced?
Not yet, but every driving instructor that's an approved driving instructor with the Road Safety Authority, we've all received an email. I received an email yesterday breaking down what's going to happen. And it's very, very, very professional.
So who is it that is doing this? Is it younger drivers in the main or are there older drivers in there as well?
My generation. You know, back in the day, I remember 1979, The government gave an amnesty. If you had two provisional licences back in 1979, they gave out full licences to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to sit a driving test because they assumed that people would have been practising. And people have kept doing that. They go and get their provisional licence and they throw it in the drawer and they use it as identification for getting into nightclubs. And like 50 years later, people are still doing the same thing.
So take me through that correspondence that you received and what it says and how it explains the need for it.
Well, it basically explains that if you come in tomorrow and you get your learner's permit, you have that for 2 years. You practice with somebody like myself or somebody that has a full driving license for 2 years and you go and you sit your driving test. If you fail your driving test within that 2 years, you bring your certificate of non-competency. You see, people don't fail their driving test anymore. The testers will always say to them, you haven't been successful this time. You need more practice. There's no, they will not use the word you failed. So those days are gone. So you get your certificate of non-competency and you get another learner's permit, which is going to last you for another 2 years. And you can practice away and reapply for your driving test. So there's a lot of panic and there's a lot of people getting very, very panicked about this. And all they have to do is contact somebody like myself, an approved driving instructor, or anybody in your local district. And especially, there are people out there that are ashamed of their lives, my generation, to put up L plates because they taught their kids how to drive and they don't have a permit themselves. They don't have a full driving license. I had one lady a few years ago, she did not tell her children, she taught her three sons how to drive and she never had a full driving license.
Okay,
she just kept renewing her permit every year.
What is the effect of change though here? Because if they have to go and sit a test after 4 years of holding a learner's permit and they say, as you say, don't achieve their certificate of competency or are given a certificate of non-competency, do they not just get another learner's permit for another 2 years having sat a test?
Yes, and by the time they've gotten to their third learner's permit, they'll only now have it for a year. So and if they don't pass the driving test, if they don't renew their learner's permit, they're going to have to do the whole 12 lessons, the EDT program, basically.
Okay, so that's the stick that's being applied here
is the stick that's being applied. And the thing about it is, I operate out of a driving test centre in Limerick, in Castlemongers, and the testers there are extremely professional. They really and truly are. I've spoken to these testers, and they hate to see people failing their driving tests. They're really and truly, they're so helpful and so courteous. Now, years ago, it wasn't like that. The testers wouldn't even say hello to the driving instructors for some strange reason. I don't know why that was, but that's all changed.
It is actually very much the case. I did a trailer test within the last 4 or 5 years, and the tone of the whole thing was completely different. We were chatting away happily to each other the whole way round. So explain what the cost implications are for the person who now comes back after failing three times. How much are they going to have to pay for those lessons on average, Jimmy?
They will have to pay roughly, I charge €50 per lesson. So that's €600. Now, I don't take the whole payment up front. I take it €50 a go. Some people are charging €60. I was talking to a man the other day, he's charging €60. You know, but I'm keeping it at €50. And I'm okay with that.
And if I'm time poor, am I able to do two lessons back to back?
Strictly speaking, no, because what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to practice for 3 hours after each session. You see, they're not even called lessons anymore. Mm-hmm. They're now called sessions. So you rock up to me for your first session. Now, you've been driving for 25 or 30 years. So that's going to be relatively easy. But you know, cramming them all in is going to be difficult as well. I would suggest nobody, don't cram in your lessons. We human beings, we don't like being tested, and we cram everything in at the very last minute. So I would suggest that anybody that's out there that's worried about this, don't worry about it. Contact your local driving instructor in school and have a chat with them. But don't panic. The state has given at least a year to people that have had subsequent learner permits.
Jimmy, as we know, waiting times around the country vary. In some places, the waiting time is still very, very long. How do you think that this is going to impact on those lists? Or are we really only talking about a handful of people?
We're talking, as far as I know, the amount of people that are driving out there. In the last, I heard it mentioned on the radio about 2 years ago, there's between 15 and 20,000 out there at the moment. Now, there's some people that have completed their driving tests. I've had only a couple of people in this past few years that have completed their driving tests, my generation, and they were successful at it. Hence the name Success Few Driving School.
All right. We'd love to get listener input on this. WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32. Text 51551. Should greater leniency be showed, or should these people not be on the road if they can't achieve something as easy as a driving test? Jimmy Cleary, Success For You Driving School in Limerick. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Today on RTE Radio 1.